NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, around 60, with wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the upper 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 57. As we enter Saturday and Sunday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 73.
You don't farm for just you. There's generations before you and generations that'll come after. You live up to legacy as much as you build one for the future to come. And it's why our all-new Gleaner S9 Series combines blend technology and know-how to give you the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance. It's the next generation Gleaner for the next generation of farming. Available at CanEquip in Marysville. The all-new S9 Series from Gleaner, built with the farmer in mind.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A special report from Ag Careers highlights agriculture workforce and compensation during the coronavirus pandemic. The special report provides a hyper-focus on the most critical components facing agribusiness. Those topics include workforce planning, wellness and benefit programs, and compensation practices related to salary administration for 2020 and 2021. The report finds 81% of agribusinesses did not have to make staff changes during the pandemic. Nearly 20% increased hiring of permanent or temporary employees. Most ag organizations were able to provide consistency regarding salary increases for 2020. Roughly a third of the organizations had already implemented 2020 increases before the pandemic. A combined 30% of organizations did report being undecided, delaying, or canceling previously planned increases. Looking ahead to 2021, companies continue to plan for an increase. Just 17% indicated it was not likely for salaries to increase. The prevalent estimate salary increase budgeted was between 2.6 and 3%. The National Pork Producers Council says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has stalled the development of emerging technology with tremendous promise for livestock agriculture. The FDA has claimed regulatory jurisdiction over gene-edited livestock and has stalled the technology in the U.S. for more than 2 years, according to the pork producers. But scientists who invented one of the most promising forms of the technology, the CRISPR-Cas9 genetic scissors, were just awarded the Nobel Prize. Pork producer President Howard A.V. Roth said the Nobel Prize award serves notice that if we don't move oversight of gene editing livestock to USDA, they have succeeded that promising technology to global competitors and the expense of American jobs and the nation's global agriculture leadership position. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Even when you think you've seen it all, you haven't. The last few years have shown us that. And in the midst of what we can't control, Ag Partners is working with Winfield United to make certain of what we can with cropland seed. Together, they're putting millions of data points from answer plot locations and proven algorithms to work to set you and your fields up for success. And they mean each of your fields. Ag Partners agronomists will walk your fields and take soil samples to determine the best seed for each acre. When each seed is 100% yield potential, how you manage your field is key. That's why Ag Partners retailers are with you for in-season management too, utilizing tissue and soil sampling to gain data-back insights so you can make informed adjustments to changing conditions. So when you buy cropland seed, you get more than great seed. You get the commitment of Ag Partners and Winfield United to make the most of it, so you get the greatest profit potential. Find your local Ag Partners agronomy account manager today at winfieldunited.com/agpartners.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, most farmers across the state of Kansas are about wrapped up with some of their fall harvesting and are set to plant some of their winter wheat all over the state. But the question right now is the ground too dry for the planting?
Today I'm planting wheat, putting it in the ground. Some places in the field are dry enough. Some places are too dry. There's just a small amount of time where things are just right. The weather we can't change, so we just deal with it.
That was Farmer John Skuzmal on KWCH News. In other news, a 2005 Chevy Silverado 2500 has crashed into a wall of a building belonging to the Ellenwood Fire Department in Barton County. KWCH reports that the truck crashed into the east wall of the Ellenwood Fire Department South building at a high rate of speed. The truck was on fire from the collision, and the driver was trapped inside. Two fire trucks were totaled in the event. Crews were able to extinguish the fire and pull the driver to safety, where he was flown by an air ambulance to a Wichita hospital. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2PL464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Police say they've arrested a man after an overnight shooting outside a Topeka hotel that injured three people. Police say in a news release that officers were called around 2:40 a.m. last night to a Holiday Inn in North Topeka for a report of a fight. Arriving officers found two people suffering from gunshot wounds. Both gave police a description of the shooter and were taken to a hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. More than 2 hours later, police found a third shooting victim who was also treated for injuries. Police say they arrested 20-year-old Jacob Reisinger on suspicion of 2 counts of aggravated battery, 3 counts of aggravated battery, and criminal damage. And Kansas voters will have more options this year to cast their ballot, easing the pressure of fewer available in-person polling sites on Election Day. The plans come amid pandemic concerns that have closed traditional voting locations in many churches and nursing homes. Local election officials have been scrambling to find alternative handicap accessible sites that are large enough to allow for social distancing on Election Day. They're counting on more voters using advance ballots and can be mailed in, dropped in the mailboxes, or taken to polling sites. Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. For a second time, Nebraska's largest city has extended a requirement for residents to wear face masks in public to try and slow resurging coronavirus numbers that are putting a strain on area hospitals. The city council in Omaha voted Tuesday to extend its mask requirement to just before Thanksgiving. It was due to expire on the 20th of October. Everyone in Omaha is required to wear face coverings in most indoor public spaces where they aren't able to maintain enough distance from others. The vote came as Omaha area hospitals reported that 88% of the hospital beds and 93% of intensive care beds in Douglas County are full. Moore State Corrections employees have tested positive for the coronavirus as the number of cases in the state prison system continues to grow. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said in a news release this week that an employee at the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln and another at the Nebraska Correctional Center for Women in York have tested positive. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2PL464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Area businesses that have been affected by the COVID pandemic are now able to get some relief. Washington County received an $80,000 grant. John Bruna with the Washington County Economic Partnership talks about who can apply for the grant.
The main criteria for the grant is that the business or nonprofit was negatively impacted. They do have to be in Washington County. They can have received federal funding already, but the funds cannot be duplicated.
The deadline for the application is October 15th.
Businesses or nonprofits that want to apply can go to our website at www.wacoeco.org, and that's WACOECO.org.
Bruna said the partnership will meet on October 20th to decide how the money will be dispersed. In Marshall County, they received $100,000 in grant money. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Executive Director Ellen Barber talks about who is eligible for that grant.
This new Spark grant is for anyone whose business has been affected by the coronavirus. Anyone can apply as long as they're within the county limits and they have a brick and mortar business. It's also for nonprofits, which is really helpful because they've been missed in the past offerings.
Barber said there is also a deadline to turn in applications.
You can apply by going to choosemarshallcountyks.com, and there you'll find the eligibility rules and you'll find an application. And the important thing to remember is you have to apply by October 31st, no exception. So you want to check that out early because there is a process to go through in order to apply.
Marshall County Partnership for Growth hopes to have all the grant money dispersed by the end of the year.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Norma R. Huntington, age 93, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Norma Huntington.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you. Marysville Chamber in Main Street, annual Soup Day is Thursday, October 8th. Serving 11 to 7 at the Marysville American Legion, with chili, potato, vegetable, ham and bean, and chicken noodle soup, sandwiches, and desserts. You can pre-order ahead of time. Contact Chamber and Main Street office. Free will donation at the Marysville Chamber Main Street Soup Day this Thursday, October 8th, 11 to 7 at the Marysville American Legion.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Upper level ridge across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing some warm temperatures out there. Summer-like temperatures as we head through the day, and that will continue as we head into tomorrow with temperatures still in the 80s all the way through the weekend, as well as dry weather. We do have a front that will push through, bringing us temperatures back into the 70s as we head into next week. So far, we'll continue with dry weather as well. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear around 60 with wind gusts at 20. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 80s. We'll see wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies around 57. As we head into the weekend for Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early October, 71. Will likely top a recent record high of 83 set in 2010.
The average low 46, a record low of 22 in the year 2000. Sun's up this evening, 6:56. Sunrise in the morning at 7:30.
Is an airtight home a healthy home? We're hearing some contrarian points of view, and we will share those today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 8th, the 282nd day of the year. Actor Matt Damon has a birthday, and the Brooklyn Dodgers announced their move to Los Angeles on this day in 1957. As we work to seal up our homes for the winter months, it's worth noting a movement by some people to do exactly the opposite. They believe in ventilating the home with fresh air to prevent the buildup of allergens and unhealthy chemical vapors. It's not exactly a new idea. Benjamin Franklin was famously a proponent of air baths. With windows open, he was said to sit in the all together for several hours each morning as a purifying ritual. It's also the reason his compatriots refused to share a hotel room with him when traveling. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find more fun facts to share, visit us online at almanac.com.
As planting season begins across the country, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to follow the basic steps for seed treatment stewardship. Follow directions on seed container labeling. Eliminate weeds in and around the field prior to planting. Minimize dust by using advanced seed flow lubricants. Be aware of honeybees and hives located near the field. Remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment. And ensure that any spilled seeds are removed or covered by soil to protect wildlife and the environment. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs in somewhat of a precarious spot after learning that a player from the Patriots, whom they played on Monday night, tested positive for COVID-19. Perhaps the biggest concern lies with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, who spent about 30 seconds face-to-face after the game, speaking with New England defensive back Stephon Gilmore. The Raiders, their opponent this Saturday, also had to place a player on the COVID-19 list for players that test positive or who have been in close contact with someone else that has tested positive. Oklahoma and Texas struggling on defense again, and it's cost both programs and the Big 12 Conference. The league's two marquee teams started off with national title hopes. Neither are where they expected to be as they prepare to meet Saturday at the Cotton Bowl. Texas barely ranked at number 22. Oklahoma is out of the top 25 for the first time since 2016. Oklahoma probably has no shot at the college football playoff, and Texas likely would be out of the running with a loss. Mid-America Network Sports.
Come one, come all to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Except for 2024 Expedition XLT stock 220464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020. We'll be right back.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has taken every precaution he can to try and prevent contracting COVID-19. And he admitted he had a mental lapse when he gave the Patriots' Stephen Gilmore a high five and shared a few words.
You thought you were going to go through the entire season and no one was going to test positive, and you had a little bit of false hope. And so you just trust that the protocols in place are the right protocols. Obviously, with Brittany being pregnant, I try to do whatever I can to social distance and stay away, because it's even being available to the team, but even more part for me, just kind of staying and keeping my family safe. And so I just do my best part of staying socially distanced, and obviously had a little lapse at the end of the game, just trying to show respect to a great football player who I hope is getting better very quickly.
Football docket as it stands right now with Kansas teams, the K-State Wildcats taking on the TCU Horned Frogs Saturday at 3 p.m., and the Kansas City Chiefs are set to be in action again on Sunday at high noon as they'll take on the Las Vegas Raiders. Mid-America Network Sports.
Taking a look at high school volleyball action from Tuesday, Marysville fell in both matches to Clay Center. Valley Heights won all three matches at the Blue Valley Randolph Quad by defeating Centralia, Clifton Clyde, and Blue Valley Randolph. Centralia went 2-1, beating Clifton Clyde and Blue Valley Randolph. Axtell fell to Onega and Wetmore at the Onega Triangular. Frankfort split with Donovan West. Lynn defeated Troy and Hanover, and Hanover beat Troy at the Troy Triangular. Beatrice lost both matches in the Grand Island Northwest Triangular to Northwest and Hastings. Southern fell in four sets to Fairbury, and Diller Odell won in straight sets at Fillmore Central. Taking a quick look at the TVL standings, Valley Heights is on top at 10-0 in league play. Washington County is second, Centralia third, Hanover fifth, Lynn sixth, Frankfort 10th, and Axel 12th. And that's a look at high school volleyball action here on KNDY.
Football Friday, Marysville, Concordia live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover Frankfort live on FM 95.5.
Old pictures of tree roots growing as a mirror image of the above-ground structure may be beautiful, but not really accurate. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This image of deeply rooted trees comes from the 1930s research on trees growing in loose soils. In more recent years, scientists found tree roots growing horizontally in the top few feet of soil and extending as far as 2 to 4 times the diameter of the tree's canopy. This looks more like a plate attached to the bottom of the tree trunk. Soil conditions impact the depth and structure of tree roots. They grow where water, minerals, and oxygen are available. This is usually in the top 2 feet of soil. The fine feeder roots responsible for absorbing water and nutrients grow upward from larger roots closer to the soil surface where water, nutrients, and oxygen are most abundant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
4-H for you.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Frontier Farm Credit, GNR Pooled Herford, and your country, KNDY.
The world today isn't what it used to be. It's bigger and faster than ever before. But in the face of a real-life challenge, kids in 4-H are inspired to do.
From cooking to coding, science to service, doing teaches us.
To build our confidence, pursue our passions, and empower true leaders.
Help us celebrate this year's National 4-H Month in October by joining our movement to inspire kids to do.
Join 4-H and explore exciting ways to grow and do together. Visit kansas4h.org to learn more. I am Dakota Gillig. This is my 9th year in 4-H, and my favorite project is the Goat Project.
I'm Kaylee Scala. This is my 6th year in 4-H, and my favorite project is photography.
Hi, my name is Patrick Smith, and I am entering my 8th year in the Sunflower 4-H Club. In 4-H, you get to decide what topics and projects interest you most. You make 4-H what you want it to be. Work on many projects or focus on one or two. Choose what events sound fun to you and do them. In 4-H, you have an important role in making your community a better place to live in, but you don't have to do it alone. As a club, you'll figure out what's needed in your community and find ways to help. In 4-H, you're part of a family working together. At club meetings, you'll learn how to get along with others as you build your soft skills. You meet adults who care about you and want to help you succeed. 4-H introduces you to potential careers and then gives you opportunities to get on those life skills. I hope you'll consider joining one of the great clubs in our area, and as always, you won't regret making the best better.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Frontier Farm Credit, GNR Pulled Herefords, and your country, KNDY.
On some farmsteads, you'll find old machinery parked outdoors, pieces that have not been used for years, that perhaps look more like a museum to agriculture than a fleet of machines ready to go to work. What one man in West Texas saw was a need to capture that history before it was lost to time. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. As Lacey Holting, executive director of the Fibermax Center for Discovery shares, this museum took root when a local commissioner saw what was happening to some important pieces of history in the area.
Back in 1969, the Lubbock County Commissioner's Court saw how quickly agriculture was changing, the technology was changing. Alton Brazel, in his travels around the county, saw equipment sitting out, rusting away, and he thought it was important to preserve that history.
It began the Lubbock County Historical Collection, but it was simply a collection, and it was not on public display. Just in storage, so to speak.
Early 2000s, 2001, our former mayor, David Langston, saw the collection and said this needs to be in a museum. The public needs to be able to see this. And he gathered several leaders in the ag community around the South Plains. And these people came together and formed the nonprofit museum called Agriculture Heritage Museum.
The museum has had different names, but today's title reflects the mission and hopes for the group in the region.
The Fibermax Center for Discovery, with the tagline Agriculture Heritage, Education, and Innovation, because we showcase a lot of stories of agriculture, past, present, and future.
It's really an entire complex with far more than one building to see.
We have 24 acres here in the city of Lubbock. We have lots of outdoor exhibits. We have a machine shed full of more equipment. We have Quanah Parker Trail Arrow. We have the train car, and we have plans to even move in a 1875 horse-powered cotton gin called the Goodman Gin.
But what is perhaps most exciting is the plan for the future. And Lacey unveils those ideas next time as we travel the countryside. In Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Portable fencing makes it easy to manage a rotational grazing program. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to choose temporary livestock fencing as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Music.
controlled grazing, rotational grazing, getting animals out of the mud. These are reasons to invest in temporary fencing so livestock can be easily moved from one place to another. The type of temporary fence you choose depends on the species of livestock you're penning in, as well as the area to be enclosed. Electric fences function as a psychological barrier, so a single strand of electrified tape, wire, or mesh can work on pigs, cattle, and horses. With some training, it will hold in sheep and goats as well. If you use multiple wires, set the first one at a level that discourages an animal from escaping underneath. Rocky Lemus is an extension forage specialist at Mississippi State University. He says to match your fence with the right energizer and a reliable power source so there's enough current for the length of the fence.
AC battery is all operated. Energy output in joules usually measure the type of animal being controlled, the length of the fence. That's very important is to select an energizer that is low impedance. That means that it's less resistant in the charger, so more power can be pushed to the wires.
Temporary fencing means you'll be moving it around, and that includes taking up and pounding in fence posts every 15 to 20 feet. There are pluses and minuses to a couple types of fence posts.
For example, metal T-posts are the strongest, but they're more labor-intensive to install and remove, so that could be a disadvantage on those. Also, T-posts require insulators. On the other hand, fiberglass rods are usually tapped with a hammer, easily to install and take out. One thing with the rods is that they can splinter when tapped.
Learn more about temporary livestock fencing systems at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the skies and brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child and he cares.